out to go to the U.S. Public Health Service, and I'll tell you, I left within a month. I was so glad to get away from that place that I thought was full of prisoners. You know, yeah, I can't think now. I tell you, the book that would have the most of that lingo would be Erskine Caldwell's Tobacco Road. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. every bit of it.
Yeah.
Whereas you're out reading it.
What do you think of that book anyway? Did you?
Very true, very true.
Really?
Absolutely true. I don't care what anybody says.
People must have been very upset when that first came out.
Well, yes, everybody's upset when you show up the underskirts of something that you think so grand. After all, when I was growing up, the cotton mills were not doing so much, you know, they were running, but then the pay was not so much. The stores on Broad Street were from April until from November until April, let's go that way, from November until April. The Bonaire and the Partridge Inn and the Forest Hill Hotel, which is a hospital, were open for Yankees, and the tourist trade was unbelievable. They just came down here and bought cotton, everything. They were very, it was an industry all unto itself. Now, when you have that going on in the city and 5 miles out of the city, after Tobacco Road right now will take you slam down into the airport, and it's not so improved at all.
Still, you can still see the same things?
Yeah, sure you can.
It's paved now, but...
Well, yes, but you can go off on side roads from that pavement and go down to the bowels of the earth, and what do you find? Nothing but Tobacco Road people.
Yeah.
I was in training, just about getting out of training, nursing training, those people out there would come into the free world. What was the name of those families? Isn't it funny? Just a common, ordinary name. I don't mean like Smith and Jones, but a name out that way. Yes, we had those people in the hospital as patients. Oh, they'd have hookworm. Or they'd be eaten up with bed bugs or something, you know.
If you were talking about a noise you wanted to know whether or not somebody else knew about it, you would say,
have you heard? Okay. Did you hear the noise?
Did you hear?
You hear what it is? Yes.
Okay. And if somebody asked you, you would say, yes, I
heard it.
Let me see. And this is a tough one. If a friend came back to town, okay, and another friend had been visiting with him, another one of your friends, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? Okay, and you might say, no, I
haven't seen him.
Okay, then you might be asked, has your brother seen him yet? And again, you would answer, no,
he hadn't seen him.
Okay,
But
we got
through
that.
I would also ask him, who did you see, and what did you say, and what did you do? You know, all those kind of questions, too.
Okay. Let me see. If something you do every day, somebody might ask you, do you do it frequently? And you would say, yes, I...
Of course I do.
Okay. And somebody might ask, does your brother do it? And you would say, yes, he...
He does.
Okay. If a man... historic Augusta over here lets his place get all run down and doesn't seem to care, you might say to somebody who asks, I really don't know about him, but he just doesn't, or he just, what would you say?
Doesn't give a damn.
Okay. Let me see.
He can't help it, you know, several answers you can.